Do you know that in church life today, it's never been more active, and yet it's also never been more shallow. People who actually have an intimate relationship with the living God are far and few between. And David was one man who had a dynamic, intimate relationship with God. And the way he got that relationship with God is not the way that most people today operate. It didn't come through a quick fix seminar. Came over a long process of time. And the spirituality of David did not come through surface level activity. It came through depth that was developed over a long period of time. And if you preferred speed to depth, you'll never have a dynamic relationship with God, because that's not how it happens. So when David wrote Psalm 63, he was not in a temple. He was not in a comfortable home. He was not going to a bunch of meetings. He was in a wilderness. He was specifically in the wilderness of Judah. He was separated from tabernacle worship. And that's what's ironic. When people are running to meetings and gatherings and clubs, Chuck Swindoll observed he was alone, removed, obscure, separated from every comfort and friend. But what happened to David as he was in this wilderness experience was that he developed a personal and powerful relationship with God. And that relationship did not come in a time of great triumph, but in a time of dark trial. And that's the lesson of Psalm 63. When we're having a wilderness experience, we may develop such a close relationship with God that will move God to do some very personal things which he will not do for the majority. Real depth, level spirituality that has a vital relationship with God is very personal and very private, and usually is not developed in the context of masses. It's in the lonely, rugged, tough wilderness times where real depth will be developed. Times of sickness, sorrow, death, broken relationships, lonely setbacks will be where we do real business with God. This is what David learned. A dry, difficult situation is just the kind of situation where a real and true and living relationship with God may be cultivated. It's in this kind of setting where God can really develop a close relationship with his child. The believer who will experience great things for God has a passion for God. Look at verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Now David was in a wilderness, and we see that his heart and soul longed for a close relationship with God. In fact, in verse 1, when he says he seeks God earnestly, the idea is seeking God early. When you seek something early, you're seeking something earnestly. You're getting after it. So one thing David did when in a wilderness experience was earnestly seek God. We're living in a wilderness of a world, and I truly believe that those who are close with God will seek him on a regular basis. At the end of verse 1, David says his soul thirsts for God. J. Vernon McGee said the wilderness of Judah was the driest land he ever saw. He said it was drier than the driest spots of California or Arizona and New Mexico. In fact, he said, if you are going into this wilderness of Judah, you need to pack your own water. Notice David thirsted for God with the same intensity as most people thirst for water in the wilderness of Judah. Now, according to verse 2, we learn this thirst he had from God came in part from his previous experiences at God's sanctuary. David had gone to the worship services at the tabernacle, and his focus when he went was to behold God. In other words, David did not go to these worship services so people could see him or so he could get something from the church. He went with the idea of seeing the power and glory of God. Nothing else would satisfy David. He wanted to behold God. This is why people should really go to church. People go to church for all kinds of reasons, but the only reason that is right is to go there so that we may develop a deep relationship with God. If you want to take your relationship with God to the next level, go to church to hear the word so you can behold more and more of God. David did not go to the tabernacle to be entertained or appeased. He did not go there to see people or to find a date or to fill some social void. He went to hear the word of God so he could behold more and more of the power and glory of God. And it's these tabernacle scenes that meant so much now that he was in the wilderness. And the believer who experiences great things for God are going to praise God. Keep in mind, these verses are written while David is in the wilderness. Reasons why David could praise God. Look at verses 3 and 4. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. Times of personal trouble can make us very thankful for the mercy of God. Now one may ask in verse 3, how is the loving kindness and mercy of God better than physical life? Well, loving kindness and mercy of God guarantees eternal life. In fact, David said in verse 4 that he would praise God as long as he lives. David said, I will truly worship God all the days of my life. And one reason why is because grace and mercy of God sustains us in a life that guarantees our future life. Look at verses 5 and 6. My soul be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. David did not have a lot of food to eat in the wilderness. He probably dropped weight physically, but he did not drop weight spiritually. David could praise God because God was causing his soul to be well fed. According to verse 6, there are times when he would be up during the night listening and watching and looking out for enemies, and during those times he would think about God and his soul blossomed. Now, what exactly was it that put his marrow and fatness to David's spirituality? It was a wilderness experience. It was a wilderness experience that led David into a deep relationship with God. And when you cannot sleep and when you're afraid, meditate on God's greatness. Not only is that a lot better than counting sheep, it will strengthen your soul. And do you see who or what satisfies your soul? It's God. When you're going to church to hear from God, you'll discover that God will satisfy your soul. And then David praised God because God had been his help. Verse 7, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. Spurgeon said one of the great uses of your memory is to think back on the times God has helped you. Time and again, God had helped David, and David never forgot that. He continually praised God for his goodness, his grace, and his help. And then David praised God because God had upheld him. Look at verse 8. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. David knew what it was like to be weak. He also knew what it was like to have God uphold him. Let's remember that this praise was coming from a man in a wilderness experience. He was alone. He was afraid at times. The dynamic relationship David had with God did not come from good times with other people. It came from troubled times in real life. And this is where David learned much about God. And the believer who will experience great blessings of God has a true perspective of the work of God. Look at verses 9 through 11. But those who seek to destroy me shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult. For the mouths of liars will be stopped. As we have observed many times, most people view God as a big, loving God who will let people get away with anything forever. That's not the God of the Bible. David had many true perspectives that came from his deep relationship with God. David had a true perspective of his enemies. David's enemies were out to destroy him, and they would chase him all over the world to do it. In and of themselves, they would not go away. They were out to end David's life and ministry. And David had true perspective of God's destruction. David believed and knew God would destroy his enemies and deliver him. David knew it, believed it, and it did happen. God would see to it that those who were trying to destroy him would themselves be destroyed. Their lying mouths would be stopped by God. David's mouth would praise God forever, but the lying mouths would be stopped by God. Spurgeon said, every person who smites one who is godly in any way is driving a nail into his own coffin. And David had a true perspective of a godly reaction. When God does this, David would rejoice. And so would everyone that's in a right relationship with God. Keep in mind, these people are out to destroy this man. And when God intervenes for a righteous person under attack, it is cause for great celebration. So when you find yourself feeling alone and afraid, go to God. Because God wants to develop a close relationship with you in that very context. No matter what we face, there are always things for which we can praise God. And it'll never be the majority of believers who are running around here and there that will cultivate a close relationship with God.